Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem Dalid. The Mishnah at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis spoke about a case where four brothers died without children, and there are a few remaining brothers. The Mishnah says, HaGodol Shebehem, the oldest remaining brother, if he wants to do Yibam on all of them, he's allowed to. And that the Gemara asks, from that which it says, V'dibru Elov, Melamed Shemasiyan Loi Eitzah Hagenes, Bezni is supposed to give proper advice to the brother to help him decide whether he should do Chalitza or Yibam. Like the Gemara says, that if they're not the same age, she's much older than him, or he's much older than her, Bezni gives him an Eitzah to do Chalitza and not to do Yibam. And therefore the Gemara asks, in this case, how could we give him an Eitzah to do Yibam to four women at the same time? And that the Gemara answers, the Efsherle. Like Rashi explains that if he's wealthy, then we allow him to get married to all four, he'll be able to support all of them. Then the Gemara continues and says, if so, then even more than four. And that the Gemara answers, Ki hechi dinim taya oina b'chodesh. We want that each woman should have oina at least once a month. So we give him an Eitzah not to do Yibam to more than four wives. Now the Keren Oira over here discusses, what does the Gemara mean to say that we give an Eitzah Teiva if they're not age-appropriate? We tell them they should do Chalitza and not Yibum. He says, we know the Gemara says in Daf Chav Aleph, Chalitza b'mokam Yibum lav mitzvah. The Gemara over there is talking about a case where you have a Yavama who's an Isser lav to the Yavam, and the Gemara has a tzad to say that we should say Esei doiche loisa say, the Esei of Yibum should be ma'adcha the loisa say. And the Gemara has a tzad to say that maybe we should say that when it's Efshir l'kayim shneim, then we don't say Esei doiche loisa say. And here it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. We can become the mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitza without being over the lav if we choose Chalitza instead of choosing Yibam. So why should the Esei B'Doiche Leisa say? And that the Gemara answers, Chalitza B'Mokam Yibam Lav Mitzvah, that when compared to Yibam, Chalitza is not considered a mitzvah. In other words, L'Chatchila, Yibam is definitely a mitzvah over Chalitza. And if so, the Keren Oira asks, how could we give him an Eitzah over here not to do Yibam, rather to do Chalitza? Just because of an age difference, is that a reason to be mevatel a mitzvah? And the Keren Oira says that perhaps that's included in the din of Darkei Noyam. The Torah would not give a mitzvah for two people who are not compatible to be mishadich. Therefore, in this case, we give him an eitzah that he should do chalitza because of Darachah Darkei Noyam. However, then the Keren Oira continues and he says, what is the Gemara bothered by? How could we give an eitzah to marry four wives? How is he going to be able to support them? And here already the Keren Oira asks, just because it will be difficult financially, is that enough of a reason to be mevatel a mitzvah? If chalitza b'mokam yibam lav mitzvah, when there's an option to do yibam, that's surely a mitzvah over chalitza, would this be enough of a reason to be mevatel the mitzvah? And the Keren Oira wants to suggest that the discussion in Er Sugya, whether we'll give him an eitzah to do yibam or to do chalitza, that's not talking about in a case where there's only one yavam. Rather, the cases where there are a few yavamin, like the Mishnah's mashma that there is one gadol, he wants to do all the yibam by himself and not leave anything for the katan. And that the Gemara is asking, why do we allow the gadol to do all the yibam by himself? We should give him an eitzah teiva to leave something else, meaning leave something for the katan. The Gemara does not mean to say that he should do chalitza. Rather, the Gemara means to say that we should not allow the gadol to do all the yibam by himself. And that the Gemara answers, the efshalei, that in the case where he's an usher, there we allow him to do all the yibam by himself. He does not have to leave anything for the katan. But Eina Chanami, the Keren Oira, wants to be Mechadish, that in a case where there's only one remaining brother, and his choice is whether he should do Yibam or Chalitza, there the Gemara would not say that if it's difficult financially, that's enough of a reason to be Mevato the Mitzvah. We would not tell him in this case an Eitzah to do Chalitza, even if it may be difficult for him, if he has an option of doing the Mitzvah of Yibam, which takes precedence. However, the Keren Oira says that if we look in the Shulchan Aruch is not Mashma like this, in Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, Siv Ches, where he brings this din, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, "Hayu lo yarba achin umesu v'naflu nishayseim lefanov imhu asher v'yachol lezaynon." If this brother is an asher and able to support them, im yirtzel liyabim eskulam miyabim v'im lav choylitz l'misha yirtzel mehen umiyabim l'misha yirtzel mehen. If he's not able to support all of them, he can't do yibim to all of them. So then he could choose and do yibim to some and chalitza to others. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in the case where one brother is deciding whether he should do Yibam or Chalitza. We're not talking about a case where there are a few brothers, and the question is whether the Gadol should do the Yibam or leave some of the Yibam for the Katan. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that even in the case when the only other option is Chalitza, the financial status of the remaining brother would be enough of a reason to suggest that he does chalitza and not yibam, which will be too hard for him financially. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, "Ihachi afilu tuva nami, if he's able financially to support all of the wives, why dafka four? Why not more than four?" And that the Gemara answers, "Eitz toive kamash malon dalit in tveiloi ki hechi dinimtaya oino bechodesh." Rashi explains that the oino of Talmud Chacham is me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, and this way, if there are four wives, each wife will have oino once a month. However, the Ritva and the Nemukah Yosef over here are bothered by that the Mishnah does not differentiate between different types of people, even though we know the din is that lagabe the mitzvah of oino, different people have different shiurim. For some people it's once a week, for some people it's twice a week, for some it's once a month. And here as well, how is it enough if each woman gets her oino once a month? L'chair, it depends on what is the shiur. If the shiur is that he needs to give her once a week or twice a week, how is it enough if he only gives her oino once a month? And these Rishonim explain that here, a Yevama, since Isha Hikner Lai Mina Shemayim, this is a wife that he got sent from Shemayim, it was not a wife that he chose on his own, therefore the din is that he does not have the regular dinim of oino. For example, a poel, Bederach Klal, has to do oino twice a week. Here he does not have those dinim, since Isha Hikner Lai Mina Shemayim. And therefore the Gemara is saying is that by all types of people, no matter what their regular shir oino is, but he should not take more wives than he'll able to be mekayim the mitzvah of oino at least once a month. So therefore, if he is a Talmud Chacham, who the shir oino is once a week, then he should only take four and not more, this way each one will get oino once a month. And the Rishonim continue, and they say that if a person did have a marriage by choice, if he took a few wives, not through Yibum, there the din is that the mitzvah of oino requires that he's mekayim his mitzvah of oino according to his shir with each and every wife. So if he's a poel and his shir oino is twice a week, that means that he has to be mekayim oino twice a week with each and every wife. The Rambam, however, argues on this. The Rambam Perek Yud Dalet Hilchos Ishos Halacha Dalet, when he's explaining the mitzvah of oino and the shir for each and every person, he says that a poel, for example, for him the shir of oino is twice a week, so if he has two wives, it will come out that each wife will get oino once a week. If he has four wives, then each one will get oino once every other week, because the Rambam understands that the shir of oino is not for each and every wife, rather it's the shir for the total of wives. And then the Rambam continues and he says that lefikach tivu chachamim, because of this din, the Chachamim suggested that a person should not marry more than four wives. The Rambam brings the din of Er Gemara, even though Er Gemara is talking about Yibam, the Rambam brings it legabe regular wives as well, that a person should not marry more than four wives. And the Rambam explains, in order that each one should get oino once a month. Now this Lashon of the Rambam is also the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, Simen Ayin Vov, Siv Zayin. And the Beis Shmuel over there explains the Shulchan Aruch. This will also be the explanation in the Rambam, that they're talking about a case of a Talmud Chacham whose oino is once a week. There the Rambam says, he should not have more than four wives, this way each one will get an oino once a month. But if a person is a poel, and for him oino is twice a week, he can have more than four wives, he can have up to eight wives, because this way also each one will get oino once a month. And the Beis Shmuel over there continues, and he says, this is not like the Shita of the Nemuk Yosef and Er Sugyo, who learns Agamar's dafka by a Yevama, since Isha Hiknulay Min HaShamayim, so you do not have the regular Shir Oina. But regular wives, there the Shir Oina is for each and every wife, so there we did not say this din about four wives, because it makes no difference how many wives a person has. Either way, he's going to have to be Mekayim the same Oina for each and every wife. Now the Gemara continues to discuss the Hemshech of the Mishnah that says that if a person died, he had two wives. So if one of the brothers does Yibam or Chalitza to one of the wives, that patters the other Tzara. This is a very basic principle in the dinim of Yibam. It's interesting that the Mishnah did not get to discuss this until here. But Al-Kapanim, the Gemara over here discusses what is the Makar. How do we know that if you do Yibam to one of the Tzara's, then that patters the other Tzara as well? And first the Gemara says that maybe even if you did Yibam to one, you should do Yibam to the second one. Then the Gemara says that maybe even if you did Chalitza to one, you should have to do Chalitza to the second one. Then according to one girsa of the Gemara had a tzad to say that maybe even if you do chalitza to one, so we know already you don't do chalitza to the second one, but maybe you should do yibam to the second one. And then finally the Gemara said another way, that maybe if you do yibam to one, you should still have to do chalitza to the second one. Al-Kapayim al-Maskana, the Gemara comes out, that if you do either yibam or chalitza to one, the second one no longer needs anything else. She's potter both from yibam and from chalitza. Now the discussion in this sugya is that which yibam or chalitza to one of the tzorais paters the other tzora as well. However, the Gemara does not discuss how do we know that when one brother does yibam or chalitza, that paters all the brothers, the Yavama no longer has any zika to any of the remaining brothers. In the Keren Oira on Daf Yud Aleph, he asks a similar kasha. He says, the Gemara brings a drasha, bayis echur ubayne ve'ine boyne shnei batim, that after one brother does yibam to one Yavama, he can no longer do yibam to the second Yavama. And the Keren Oira says, how do we know that this pasuk is talking about even another brother doing yibam? Maybe the drasha of bayis echur ubayne ve'ine boyne shnei batim just means that one brother cannot be boyne shnei batim, but maybe after one brother does yibam to one of the tzarais, the remaining tzar should have to have yibam from the second brother. Now, Nishiyuri Reb David, from Reb David Pervarsky, over here on Daf Mem Dalid, he discusses this kasha at length, and he says a very important yesod. He says, really, we can ask an additional kasha. The Gemara does not bring a makar that if one brother does chalitza, how do we know that this woman now is muteris l'shuk, maybe she should need chalitza also from the rest of the brothers. Meaning, even a case where there's only one yevama, that was pashut to us all along, that if one brother does chalitza, so she's muteris l'shuk, how do we know, where do we see from any pasuk, that she does not need chalitza from all the brothers? Now in a case when one brother did yibum, over there, if we'll ask, how do we know that her zika to all the brothers has been patterned by one brother doing yibum, there we could explain that by one brother doing yibum, now she becomes an eishes ach to the rest of the brothers. Now that she's an erva to the rest of them, that will pater both from yibum and from chalitza. So even without being mechadish, that when one brother does yibum, that takes care of the entire zika. Either way, we have an explanation to explain why the zika to the rest of the brothers will no longer be negeya. However, when one brother does chalitza, how do we know that this paters the zika from the rest of the brothers? And he says that the zika, when there are a few yevomois who only to be patterned, is fundamentally different when there is a zika from a yevama to a few yevamin. In other words, when there are a few yevamais, a few wives of the husband who died, there the zika is independent to each and every yevama. Each and every yevama has a din on her that there is a zika which has to be dealt with before she's muteres l'shuk. However, when there are a few brothers, it's not the pshat that the yevama or yevamais have an individual zika to each and every brother. Rather, it's one joint zika b'shutvis to the group of brothers. Or in other words, there's a zika to the bayis. When one brother died, the remaining brothers take over somewhat his ishus. That's what creates the zika, and this ishus is one single ishus, which is shared by a few brothers. And therefore, that was pasha to the Gemara, that when one of the brothers does either yibam or chalitza, that patters the zika to the rest of the brothers. Because there never was an individual zika to each and every brother. It was a joint zika, and one yibam or chalitza, that patters the zika. However, what the Gemara was discussing, when there are two yevamais, there where there's an individual zika to each and every yevama, there would be a tzad to say that even if you do yibam to one, you could do yibam to a second one, or perhaps even if you do yibam to one, another one will need chalitza. And that the Gemara has to bring a few drashas to tell us that after you do yibam or chalitza to one, that does pater the other one. And therefore, when we have the drasha of bayis echur ubayne ve'ina bayne shnei batim, you can no longer ask the kasha of the Keren Oira that maybe this pasuk is just talking about one yavam doing yibam twice, but maybe a second yavam would be allowed to, because once the Torah says that when one yavam does yibam, that paters both batim, it paters the second yavama from him as well, then once she's patered from him, we also know that she's patered from the other brothers. Like we explained, there's no tzad that a yevama is patterned from one brother and not from other brothers. Now the Gemara begins, v'niyabim l'tarvayu. Even after he does yibum to one of the yevamas, the Gemara is asking that the second yevama should also need yibum. And that the Gemara brings a pasuk, bayis echur ubayne ve'ena bayne shnei batim. And behemshach the Gemara says that once she's not roi for yibum, she's not roi for chalitza either, therefore she's pater l'shuk without yibum or chalitza. Now, kepshutai this drasha, ashal yivne es beis achiv bayis echur ubayne ve'ene bayne shnei batim, that drasha is telling us a p'tur, that the second yivama is potter from yibum after the first yivama already had yibum. However, we'll see that on daf yud aleph amid aleph, according to shitas Rashi, there's actually another din that's learned from this drasha. The Gemara over there says, haba al yivama uba echur min achin al tzarasa peligibar of acha v'ravina. Chad Omar be'kareis, v'chad Omar be'esei. And the Gemara explains that the machlokes is taloi in the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when one of the brothers does either yibam or chalitza, do we look at it as if he's doing it b'shlichos the rest of the brothers? Now Rashi over there explains that l'kuliyama, the brother who did yibam to the first yivama, if he would afterwards go do yibam again to a second yivama, he definitely would not be over a chiyuv kares, he would only be over an iser esei. And the machlokes is, what about the rest of the brothers? Do they also no longer have a chiyuv kares, only an esei, just like the first brother? It depends if the first brother's yibam was done b'shlichos the rest of the brothers. Now, which essay is it? Rashi says the essay of Bayis Echad Hu Beine Ve'Eino Beine Shnei Batim. This is a Lav Haba Mechlal essay which has the status of an essay. Rashi is learning that this drasha of Er Gemara, Bayis Echad Hu Beine Ve'Eino Beine Shnei Batim, is the makar that if he will do yibam to the second bayis, to the second yivama, he's not going to be over an Isser Kares, he's only going to be over an Isser essay. So as far as the Yavam himself, the one who did Yibum, he for sure is not over Kareis, only an essay. And the Mechoykes is Ligabi, the other brothers, do we say that as far as they're concerned also, the Torah is telling us that there no longer is an Isser Kareis, only an Isser essay. Tosis, however, over there, in Dibar Maschol Chad Omar, he argues on Rashi, he has a different Girsa. The Girsa in the Gemara is not Be'essay, rather Be'lois essay. And Tosis says that this Drosha of Ba'is Echad Hu Beine, Ve'ena Beine Shnei Batim, cannot possibly be a makar to tell us that there's no kares, only an essay, because we need this drasha ligufei to tell us the din itself, that there's no such thing as doing yibam to two yivamos. Without this drasha, we would have thought that even if he does yibam to one, he still has to do yibam to the second one. The Torah has to tell us, ein b'nei shnei batim, that there is no din yibam for the second one, and like Agamar says, there's no chalitza either, and therefore she's muteris l'shuk. How could this drasha also tell us at the same time another din, that if he will be Bayal the second Yavama, he won't be over an Isser Kares, only an essay? How could we use the same drasha for two dinim? And therefore, Tosis has a different mahalach in the Gemara, that it's not essay, rather it's leis essay, and the Gemara is referring to a different drasha of Kivan Shalei Bone Shuv LaYivne, that when he chooses one Yavama to do Yibam to, we look at it as if he's rejecting the other Yavama, he was Loi Bona on the other Yavama, and Kivan Shalei Bone Shuv LaYivne, once he rejected her, he can no longer do Yibam on her. From this drasha we learn that there's no longer an Isser Kareis, there's only a Lois Hasei. So Hakoponim, that's Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there in Daf Yud Aleph, but the Iker drasha in Er Sugya, this drasha is telling us Bayis Echad Hu Beine Ve'eino Beine Shnei Batim, that there's no longer a Zika for Yibam on the second Yivama. Rashi somehow learns that from here we also know that if he will do Yibam, he's not going to be over Kareis, only an Isser Esei, and Tosfos argues on that. We can add an additional Ha'ara on Rashi, that the Gemara B'Hemshech makes a similar drasha about Chalitza, Bayis Echad Hu Chalitz Ve'ene Chalitz Shnei Batim. There clearly the Gemara just means to say that there's no longer a Zika on the second Yivama. The drasha is not telling us what he's over if he does choose to do Chalitza, because the Pasha says one is not over an Isser if he does an unnecessary Chalitza. So the Pasuk is just telling us that there's no Zika for Chalitza. So Kepshute, the same drasha of Bayis Echad Hu Beine Ve'ene Beine Shnei Batim, is not telling us what he's over if he does choose to do Yibam. It's just telling us about the Zika. Once he does Yibam to one, the Zika is patterned from the other Bayis as well. Now the Gemara continues, V'nachloif l'tarvayu. How do we know that if he does Chalitza to one, that he does not also need Chalitza to the second one? And that also the Gemara brings a drasha, Beis Chalutza Nal, Bayis Echad Hu Chalitz, Ve'enei Chalitz l'shnei Batim. Then the Gemara continues, and according to one Girsa that the Rishonim bring, before the Gemara asks the kasha that we have next, v'niyabim l'chada v'nachleis l'chada, first the Gemara asks the other way around, v'nachleis l'chada v'niyabim l'chada. Even if he raised chalitza to the first one, he should have to do yibam to the second one. In other words, when he does chalitza to the first one, that does not patter the second one, and not only that, he also does not have the option of doing chalitza to the second one, because we already said the drasha bayis echad hu chalitz v'ene chalitz l'shnei batim. The only option left for the second one will be to do yibam to her. She won't be muteris l'shuk. She'll have to have yibam. According to this girsa, the Gemara then answers with a drasha, asher lo yivne es beis achiv kiven shulei bone shuv lo yivne. Once he already was not bone, meaning once he raised did chalitza, shuv lo yivne, he no longer could do yibam. Meaning even if he did chalitza to one, he cannot do yibam to the second one. And memela we know that the second one now is muteris l'shuk, because after one had chalitza, there's no option of chalitza or yibam for the second one. Obviously, the Torah means to be matahir l'shuk. This is the girsa that a number of Rishonim bring. However, most Rishonim argue on this girsa. As we'll see, there are a few kashas with this girsa. Tosfos over here asks two kashas. and Dibur Masach of Niyabim Lachoda V'Nachleitz Lachoda. Firstly, Tosis asks that once the Gemara says that after Chalitza on one, there's no longer Chalitza on the second one, then how could the Gemara have a Havamina that there should still be Yibum? We should use the Klal called She'ena Oila L'Chalitza, Eina Oila L'Yibum. This is similar to what the Gemara says B'Hemshech. The next step of the Gemara, where the Gemara asks V'Niyabim Lachoda V'Nachleitz Lachoda, he should do Yibum to one and then Chalitza afterwards to the second one. On that, the Gemara answers, "Kol she'ena oila liyibum, eina oila lechalitza." After you did Yibum to the first one, and we know that he cannot do Yibum to the second one, then we also know that he cannot do Chalitza to the second one, because "Kol she'ena oila liyibum, eina oila lechalitza." And Tosis was asking that if the Gemara had a Havmina that after Chalitza to the first one, he should do Yibum to the second one, the Gemara should give the same answer of "Eina oila lechalitza, eina oila liyibum." This is the Shita of Tosfos, that the klal is that both chalitza and yibum are dependent one on the other. The same way we say kol she'ein oil liyibum ein oil lechalitza, we also say the other way around kol she'ein oil lechalitza ein oil liyibum. Tosfos as well in the next dibur maschil kol she'ein oil. Again, we see that this is the shita of Tosfos that we also say the klal kol she'ein oil lechalitza ein oil liyibum. Akapanim, this is Tosfos' first kasha on the girsa. If the Gemara had a Havamina, v'nachleitz l'chodo, v'niyabim l'chodo, first to do chalitza to one and then yibum to the other one, the Gemara should have answered, kol she'ein oil l'chalitza, ein oil l'yibum. Then Tosfos asks another kasha. He says, v'oid, de'ein ha'chalitz l'shnei batim, mashma da'shniya muteres l'shuk, b'v'loi klum. If the Gemara already brought the drosha of bayis echer u'chalitz, v'ein ha'chalitz l'shnei batim, it's understood from that that the Torah means to be saying that she does not need chalitza, meaning she's muteres l'shuk without anything, and therefore there can no longer be a havmina that even though she does not need chalitza, but she still does need yibum. And therefore, l'maisa Tosfos concludes, not like this girsa, we don't need another drasha. Once the pasuk already said that ein chalitza l'shnei batim, we understood already that after one has chalitza, the second one is muteres l'shuk without anything further. Now, in the second kasha of Tosfos, that which Tosfos said that the mashmois of the drasha of ein chalitz l'shnei batim is that she's muteres l'shuk without anything, the Achrenim discuss, the mashal is the first to point this out, why is it pasha to Tosfos that the drasha of bayis echer u'chalitz v'ein chalitz l'shnei batim is mashma that she's muteres l'shuk, yet the drasha of bayis echer u'bayne v'ein abayne shnei batim, that is not mashma that she's muteres l'shuk. There we see the Gemara asks, even after we know that after Yibum to one, if she cannot have Yibum to the second one, the Gemara still wants to know that maybe she needs Chalitza from the second one. That's the Gemara's next kasha, V'niyabim l'choda v'nachleitz l'choda. There we didn't say that Eina b'ina shnei batim is mashma that she's muteris l'shuk. What's the difference between the drosha of Eina chalitz l'shnei batim and the drosha of Eina b'ina shnei batim? The drosha of Eina chalitz l'shnei batim is mashma that she's muteris l'shuk, and the drosha of Eina b'ina shnei batim is not mashma that necessarily she's muteris l'shuk. The Mashal offers a teretz to this kasha. However, the Achronim have difficulty understanding exactly what the Mashal means. The Aruch HaNer says, L'exachisi l'hovin dvarav, he did not understand what the Mashal's teretz is. And the Aruch HaNer gives a different mahalach. In the Sefer Dvar Avram also, he says this mahalach of the Aruch HaNer, that the difference is that the drosha of bayis echer u'bayne ve'ein u'bayne shnei batim, there we can explain the drosha. Not that the Torah is telling us that after Yibum to one, she does not need a second Yibum, rather she's Muteris L'shuk. Rather, the Torah could be telling us that if you did Yibum to one, there's no longer a heter to do Yibum to the second one. In other words, there'll be an Isser to do a second Yibum. And therefore, we still do not know that she's Muteris L'shuk. There's still a possibility that even though Yibum is no longer an option, maybe she should still need Chalitza in order to be Muteris L'shuk. And that the Gemara says eventually that Kol She'ein Oil L'Yibum, Ein Oil L'Chalitza. Once Yibum is not an option, and Chalitza also is not an option, and Amela she's Muteris L'shuk. However, that makes sense. Lagaba Yibum, there the Torah could be telling us an Isser, and not necessarily that she doesn't need the Yibum. However, Lagaba the Drosha of Eina Chalitz L'shnei Batim, there there's no Isser in doing an extra Chalitza, like we mentioned before. The Pashtus is an unnecessary Chalitza, does not involve any Isser, and therefore here when the Torah said Eina Chalitz L'shnei Batim, the Torah meant to say that she does not need Chalitza. Not that there's something wrong with doing the chalitza, but the chalitza is unnecessary because she's already muteris l'shuk. This is what Tosfos means to say, that the drosha of ein chalitz l'shnei batim is mashma that she's muteris l'shuk, and that's Tosfos right, not like this girsa. The Gemara cannot possibly still ask, v'nachleitz l'chodo v'niyabim l'chodo. The drosha of ein chalitz l'shnei batim already told us that after chalitza to one, the second one is muteris l'shuk. Now the Ritva over here, He also brings this girsa of Taisvis, and he also asks a few kashas on this girsa, and he asks an additional kasha. He says, we know the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says that if one brother does chalitza to the Yevama, then afterwards he goes and he lives with her, then the kuliyam, he's not over a chi of kareis, he's only over a lav, the lav of asher lo yibane, kivin shlo yibane, shuv lo yivne. Once he did chalitza already, he's usher to her only as a lav and not as a chi of kareis. However, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What about the other tzareis, the ones who did not have chalitza? If the chalitz will go live with them, legabi them, is there a chi of kareis? Or do we say that legabi them as well, there's no longer kareis, there's only a lav? Additionally, the Gemara says there's also a machlokes about the other brothers, not the ones who did chalitza, the other brothers who were not involved in the chalitza. Do we say legabi them also, the chi is knocked down from kareis to a lav? Or do we say no, that legabi them, there still remains an iser kareis, only the chalitz himself? Did the Torah say there's no longer a kareis, only a lav? And the Ritva asks, according to this girsa of the Gemara is saying clearly that after chalitza is done to one of the tzareis, that which he can no longer do yibum to a second tzara, that's learned from this drasha, kivin shleibane shuv layivne. By doing chalitza to one, that's called layibane. And now the Torah says, shuv layivne, he cannot do afterwards yibum to a different one. Clearly the drasha is talking about two different tzareis. If you are layibane to one, then shuv layivne to the other one. This lechayr is connected Reish Lakish. He says the drasha of kivin shleibane shuv layivne is only referring to the chalutza herself, the one who had chalitza. On her, the Torah says kivin shleibane shuv layivne. According to this drasha of the Gemara, we're talking about a different tzara, and the Torah is saying kivin shleibane on one, shuv layivne on the other one. This should be right, not like Reish Lakish. Rather, even the tzara who did not have chalitza, she no longer has an iser kareis; she only has a lav. Now, based on these kashas, the Ritva wants to erase the girsa, which is also Shitas Taisis in Er Sugya. However, then the Ritva brings B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGodol, which is the Ramban in Er Sugya. The Ramban says these kashas are not enough grounds to erase the Girsa, and the Ramban defends the Girsa of the Gemara. He says that even though the Gemara already said the Joshua of Bayis Echor Ucholitz V'Eini Cholitz L'Shnei Batim, that does not necessarily mean that the second Yevama will be Muteris L'Shuk. All the Joshua means that you do not have an option of being matur the second one through a chalitza, if you already did chalitza to the first one. But the pashtus, we would still assume that the chalitza to the first yivama does not help to be matur the second yivama l'shuk. He says, just like a get to one wife is not matur the second wife, so to chalitza to one of the yivamas would not be matur the second yivama. The pashtus would still be that she has to have something in order to be matur her l'shuk. And since the pasuk is telling us that chalitza is not an option, that's another way of telling us that she has to have yibum. And the Ritva adds, even though the lashon of the pasuk is im layachboi tzeish lokachas, the Torah is mashma that there's no situation where he has to do yibum. He always has another option. The Ritva explains that you'll have to say, according to this havamino, that in a case where there's one yivama, there the Torah gave him an option of yibum or chalitza. If there are two yivamis, he also has a choice. There the choice is he could choose which one to do yibum and which one to do chalitza. And then the Ritva continues, and he says, L'chayr, still it's difficult to understand this Havamino, because L'chayr, the whole point of the Gemara was that we did not want to be mechadish, that one of the Yevamos goes free, she's Muteris L'shuk, without having anything done, and therefore the Gemara was trying to say that she's going to have Yibam or Chalitza, and the Ritva asks that still, once the Gemara already said a drasha, that Eina Baina Shnei Batim, and we said a drasha of Eina Chalitz L'Shnei Batim, we know already that once you do Yibam to one, there's no option of doing a second Yibam. And once you do chalitza to one, there's no option of doing a second chalitza. Yet still the Gemara wants to say that if chalitza was done to one, then the second one should have to have yibum, in order that we should not be mechadish that she's muteris l'shuk without anything. But still the Ritva says, what will be in a case where there are three yivamis? There are only two options. There's the option of yibum and the option of chalitza. So even if you're going to do chalitza to one and yibum to the other one, how are you going to be matur the third one? You can't do a second yibum and you can't do a second chalitza. Obviously over here the Torah is matur l'shuk, without having Yibam or Chalitza. So once you say that, maybe also by two Yivamais, the Torah was matur the second one without Yibam or Chalitza. And the Ritva says, no, still you have to say that in this Havamina of the Gemara held, ain't done in Efshar, Mishri'i Efshar. In other words, even though in the case where there are three Yivamais, we'll have to be Mechadish, that the Torah was matur one of them without having anything done to her. But still the Gemara wants to say that when there are two Yivamais, maybe over there the Torah was not matur the second one, unless you do Chalitza to one and Yibam to the second one. Hakaparim, this is the Havmin of the Gemara according to the Ramban. On this, the Gemara answers the drasha, Kivin Shleibone, Shuv Layivne, Meaning, once you're loy bana, you did chalitza to one of them, shuv lo yivna, there's no longer an option of doing yibam to the second one. And from there we see that memela, the second one, goes free without having anything done. She's muteris l'shuk. Now, as far as the kasha on Reish Lakish that we asked before, the Ramban explains that in the teretz of the Gemara, kibun shloi bane, shuv lo yivne, since this drasha is needed to tell us that the second yivama is muteris l'shuk without having yibam or chalitza, the drasha of shuv lo yivne is another way of saying that she's muteris l'shuk. Without this drasha, we would have thought that she needs yibam if the first one had chalitza. So we cannot also use this drasha to tell us that the tzara no longer has an iser kares, she only has a lav. Even though the pasuk is talking about the tzara, kivan shloi bane shuv lo yivne, that the tzara does not need yibum, but the Torah is not coming to tell us that she doesn't have kares, she only has a lav. The Torah is coming to tell us that she's muteris l'shuk. So we cannot use the same drasha to tell us further that she does not have iser kares, she only has a lav, since it's needed ligufei, it's needed for the actual din to tell us that she's muteris l'shuk. However, there still is a kasha which remains, and that is the Gemara in Daf Yudam Beis, like we mentioned before, the Gemara is mevur that as far as the chalitz and the chalutza, they themselves, l'kuli alma, if after the chalitza they live together, they're not over an iser karis, they're only over a lav. That's learned from this pasuk of kivan shulei bane shuv la yivne. And here the kasha is, if we need this pasuk to tell us that after one yivama has chalitza, the second one is muteris l'shuk, kivan shulei bane, once he did chalitza to one, shuv la yivne, he can't do yivim to the other one. So even as far as the chalitz and the chalutza themselves, how do we see from this drasha that there no longer is an iser kares, only a lav? This drasha of kivan shulei bane shuv la yivne is needed to be matter the second one l'shuk. How could we also learn a drasha kivan shulei bane, once he did chalitza, shuv la yivne, he's usher to her with a lav and not kares? The pasuk is needed for the other drasha. Now the truth is, this kasha is already raised by Tosfos on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Iyu, on that Gemara over there, which says that the chalitz and the chalutza are definitely not over an iser karis, only a lav. And Tosfos quotes our Gemara on Daf Mem Dalid with a girsa that the Rishonim had, that the Gemara used this drasha of kivan shlei bana shuv la yivne to say that after chalitza to one, the second one is potter. And Tosfos asks, how could we also use it for the drasha to tell us that the chalitz and the chalutza only have a lav and not an iser karis? At first, Tosfos says that some svarim do not have the girsa. This is like Tosfos Bayos says. And the truth is, if we take a look at the end of Tosfos Bayos, the last few words in Dibur Maschil v'Niyabim, he says, "V'kroz lo yibone iyaser l'kedashinon meperekamo lenatek hachalutza mikoris l'lav." Tosfos Bayos also is alluding to this, that the Gemara in Daf Yud uses this drasha to tell us that the chalutza does not have kares, only a lav. That will only fit if you do not make the drasha over here in Eretz Sugya to pater the second yivama. Then you can use this drasha to tell us that the chalutza has only a lav and not kares. However, Tosfos on Yud Amud Beis, he continues and he gives a second teretz to this kasha. And he says that even if you do have this girsa, we can answer the kasha differently, that eventually after the Gemara asked another kasha, v'niyabim l'chado, v'nachleitz l'chado, and the Gemara answered, kol she'ein oil l'yivam, ein oil l'chalitza, once the Gemara says that klal, now already we could use the klal also to tell us, kol she'ein oil l'chalitza, ein oil l'yivam. That since once chalitza is done, he cannot do a second chalitza, so kol she'ein oil l'chalitza, ein oil l'yibum. The Mela, we also know that he does not have to do yibum to the second one. Now we no longer need this drasha of kivan shalei bane shuv l'yivne to be matter the second yivama. We could use it l'natek mikareis l'lav to tell us that the chalitza no longer has kareis, she only has a lav. In other words, Tosfos is saying that even if you are gairis this girsa, but once the Gemara afterwards uses the klal of kol she'ein oil l'yibum, ein oil l'chalitza, we can also use it to tell us kol she'ein oil l'chalitza, ein oil l'yibum. In other words, this will somewhat answer the first kasha of Tosfos Bayos. He asks, why did the Gemara not answer kol she'ein oil l'chalitza, ein oil l'yibum? Tosfos on Daf Yud is saying that ein chenami, once the Gemara uses this klal, we could also go back and use it to answer the first kasha, and we no longer need the drasha of kivan shulei bane shuv lo yivne. Now the Ramban was also bothered by this kasha. The Ramban went with this girsa of the Gemara, that the Gemara used the drasha of kivan shulei bane shuv lo yivne to pater the second tzara, and he was bothered by this kasha of Tosfos. How could we use the same drasha to tell us that the chalitz and the chalutza no longer have an iser kares, they only have a lav? And he gives two terutzim. The first terutz of the Ramban sounds similar to Tosfos that we mentioned, that after the Gemara Behemshech says kol she'ein oil l'yibum ein oil l'chalitza, and therefore when one of the Yavamis had yibum, the second one is potter without yibum or chalitza, now we no longer need the drasha of kivan shulei bane shuv la yivne to tell us that where one of them had chalitza, the second one is muteris without anything. However, if we look carefully at the Ramban, he's not mamish saying like Tosfos. Because Tosfos said that once we say the drasha of kosher einar leyibum einar lechalitza, we could also use it the other way around of kosher einar lechalitza einar leyibum. The Ramban does not say that. He doesn't mention bechlal this klal of kosher einar lechalitza einar leyibum. All he says is that once we know that when one has yibum, that patters the other one totally from yibum or chalitza, memela we also know that when one has chalitza, that also is matter the second one completely. And the chayr, what the Ramban means to say, and the Shiuri of David Pravowski, he also explains like this, that the whole havmin of the Gemara was, according to the Ramban, that we did not want to have to be mechadish, that one yivam was muteris l'shuk, without having anything done to her. Therefore the Gemara wanted to be mechadish, that when one has chalitza, the second one will have to have yibum. But once we found already in Makar that when one has yibum, the second one is muteris l'shuk, without having anything, not yibum or chalitza, then already we can assume that the same is true. If one of them has chalitza, that chalitza is a poiter for both of the yivamis. Just like yibum patters both yivamis, chalitza also, when it's done to one, that will patter both yivamis, and therefore we no longer need the Makar of kivan shalei bana shuv layivne, and we can use that as the Makar to tell us, lenatek mikaris lelav. Ramban gives a second teretz, one can take a look over there. We won't go into it now, but the Ramban basically says that legabi the chalitz and the chalutza, that which no longer is a chi of karis, there's only a lav, that's not really learned from a pasuk, that's a svara. He says, since the chalutza herself is the mokai mitzvah, that's where the mitzvah of chalitza was done, misvara we know already that there no longer is an isser of eishes ach. This Ramban needs an explanation on its own, and it also has to be understood how this fits into the lashon of the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Just one final point on this inyan. We mentioned before that the shita of Tosfos is that just like we say kol she'ein oil le'yibum, ein oil le'chalitza, we also say kol she'ein oil le'chalitza, ein oil le'yibum. Tosfos over here in Divar Maschil kol she'ein oil, he asks a kasha based on this from Cheresh and Chereshes who are not able to do chalitza. Still, the din is that we allow them to do yibum, as we see in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos is bothered. Why don't we say the klal kol she'ein oil le'chalitza, ein oil le'yibum? The Aruch Lener over here points out that even though the Gemara already mentioned numerous times this klal of kol she'ein oil le'yibum ein oil le'chalitza, and Tosfos never asked his kasha from Chereshes and Chereshes, he says because there's no mefurish Gemara which says kol she'ein oil le'chalitza ein oil le'yibum. Tosfos saw from our Gemara, from that which we don't say v'nachleis l'chada v'niyabim l'chada, according to the Girsa which takes out those words of the Gemara, like Tosfos said in the previous Dibur HaMaschil, the reason why Lamaisa this kasha is not shver, that after doing chalitza to one, he should have to do yibum to the other one, that's because once the second one is not roi for chalitza, kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil leyibum, that's the real teretz to this kasha of nachleis chada v'niyabim lechada. Therefore, Tosfos goes and asks, once we see that we also say kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil leyibum, then the kasha is shver, how could a chiresh or an chereshes, how could they have yibum if they're not roi for chalitza? Now, Lamaisa, like we said, this is the chiddush of Tosfos, kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil leyibum. Other Rishonim are mashma, that they do not agree to this din. The Ramban and the Ritva, which we mentioned before, that discussed the Girsa, they do not say this time of Tosfos, that the Gemara should have answered, kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil leyibum. That would be mashma, that they do not agree to this klal. And the Aruch Lener also points out, that the truth is, even though we do make the drasha, kol she'ein oil leyibum, ein oil lechalitza, that's because the lashon of the pasuk im lo yachboi tzeish lekacha says yivimtoi ve'also yivimtoi shairo, the Torah says that if he does not want to do yibum, then he goes and does chalitza. That's mashma that only when you have the option of doing yibum, then there's a din to do chalitza. If there's no option of yibum, then there's no chalitza. But how do you see the other way around, that only when there's an option of chalitza is there an option of yibum, that you don't see from the lashon of the pasuk? This is already the chiddush of Tosfos, and other Rishonim are mashma not like this. Now there's a Reb Kveger in the Mishnayis, in Sanhedrin Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, over there the Bartanura also quotes this klal kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil leyibum. He's explaining the Mishnah over there that says that melech ein lechaylets, a melech does not do chalitza to the wife of his brother. And the Bartanura explains because it's a gnai that someone should spit in front of the melech. And the Bartanura continues, once we know that ein lechaylets, we also know that ein miyabim because of the klal kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil leyibum. The Tosfos Yontov over there asks on the Bartanura that we don't find anywhere this klal of kol she'ein oil lechalitza ein oil leyibum. We only find it the other way around of kol she'ein oil leyibum ein oil lechalitza. And Reb Kveger over there is mitzayin Er Tosfos. Er Tosfos does hold of this klal both ways. Now we also say kol she'ein oil lechalitza ein oil leyibum. However, Reb Kveger points out that the same svara Tosfos uses by us to tell us Why a cheresh and a chereshes? We don't say the klal of kol she'ein oidel lechalitza, ein oidel leyibam. Taisi says because pumayuhu dekoevlehu, we look at them as if their mouths are aching, and that's why they're not able to speak, and therefore unable to do chalitza. We don't look at them as people who are be'etzim not roi for chalitza. We just look at it as if they have a technical problem, but not that they're really not roi for chalitza. And Rukveger says the same svar would apply by a melech. A melech is really roi for chalitza. It's just a technical issue that it's not befitting to spit in front of the melech. So therefore Rabbi Kveger says that the same teretz that Tosfos says, why by Chirish and Chereshes we will not apply the klal of Kol She'ein Oidel Lechalitza Ein Oidel Leyibam, that would also be a reason for a melech not to say like the svar of the Bar Tanura, that even though the melech is not roi for chalitza, he should still be roi for yibam. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara says another reason not to first do yibam and then to do chalitza, now Tosfos over here says that we have to take out this line because the Gemara is explaining why midiraisa, after you do yibam to one, there's no din to do chalitza to another one. In other words, there was a tzad that midiraisa, even after you do yibam to one, the other one remains asr midiraisa until you have chalitza. If so, how could the Gemara answer that we don't do chalitza to the second one because of gzeira? How is that enough of a reason to be matar her l'shuk? The lashon of Tosfos is imi deraisa miyabim lechada v'cholitz lechada mishum gzeira lo yeniach. The lashon of the Tosfos of Rosh is similar. He just says mishum gzeira loyti poter l'shuk. We would not be matter her l'shuk if mi deraisa she's still aser until she has chalitza. The Ritva also begins by saying that we have to erase these words, but then the Ritva says that maybe we could be garis, and the Gemara means to say that first of all she's poter from chalitza because of kol she'ein oidel leyibam ein oidel lechalitza. The Efshir Nam Yikpeda of Isser Deraisahu, the Ritva says that maybe once she's parted from Chalitza, maybe also there's a Kpeda even Midaraisa, not to be Mivazaher unnecessarily. And furthermore, the Gemara adds that even Midarabonim, there's also another reason not to give her Chalitza if it's not necessary. Like the Gemara explains, if we're going to allow first Yibam and then Chalitza, they might come to do the other way around, first do Chalitza and then Yibam, and in that case, they'll be over an Isser of Kivin Shloi Bonne Shuv Lo Yivne. The Ramban also says a similar mahalach. He explains this girsa, v'oich shlo yoimru, that the Gemara means, first of all, she's potter midaraisa, cause kol she'ein ino ila leibam, ino ila chalitza. And the Gemara continues, even if you want to say that maybe midarabanan, we should be mechayiv chalitza, the Ramban would be misakin, not to be matter her l'shuk, if she didn't have yibam or chalitza. And that the Gemara says, adarabba, the opposite is true, yoimru bayis miktosei boni and miktosei chalotz, and they'll come to do the opposite as well, first to do chalitza and then to do yibam. Now we'll begin the Mishnah. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in the Mishnah about Chayvei Lavin, if the din is Vlad Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva holds that even Chayvei Lavin, the Vlad is a Mamzer, and therefore by Machzer Gushasi, which is a Lav, Vanoisech Halutasai, that's also a Lav of Kivin Shleibone Shuv LeYivne, there Rabbi Kiva holds the Vlad is a Mamzer. And the Gemara at the bottom of the Omer is Mechadish, that Rabbi Kiva holds even Kroivas Halutasai is also a Lav Deiraiso. Since the pasuk says beis chalutza nal hakosav kroi beisai, the Torah calls the chalutza beisai, which is the lashon of ishos. Therefore, the kroivos of the chalutzasai are also aser midaraisa, and there also Rabbi Kiva holds the children are mamzerim. Now, there's a machlokes over here. What exactly is the iser of kroivas chalutzasai according to Rabbi Kiva? The Ritva says mefurish that there's an iser kares. He says kroivos chalutzasai are the same thing as kroivos ishdai, since chalutza is like an isha. So there's an Isser Kares for the relatives of Chalutzasai. The Karanoira, however, apparently he didn't have the Ritva, he was mistopic about this. He says, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is that a Chalutza is like Beisai, the Gemara does not necessarily mean that it's Mamish like Ishtoi, and there'll be a Chiv Kares. And he says, the Pashas of the Mishnah, that which Rebbe Kiva puts Krevis Chalutzasai together with the other two cases, Machzer Gushasai and Noisei Chalutzasai, which are a Lavin, that would be Mashmah that Krevis Chalutzasai is also a Lav. Now, even though it's only a lav, still the din is that according to Rabbi Kiva, Vlad Mamzer, that's Rabbi Kiva's shita, that all lavin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. The Maskan of the Karanaria says, the Pashtus is that there is a Chiv Kares. If the Torah calls Chalutza Beisai, Kepshuta is just like a Beisai Mamish, just like an Ishtai Mamish, and there will be a Chiv Kares, because once we're going to be Mechadish that it's not included in the Kares of Kroivos Ishtai, we're going to have to find where does the Torah give a separate lav about Kroivos Chalutzasai. Since we don't find anywhere a separate lav, then Pashtus will have to say that Kroivais Chalutzasai is included in the same psukim as Kroivais Ishtai. Now, we'll just point out that Rashi over here in Dibra Maschal HaKosav Kroi Beisai, Rashi says that Rabbi Kiva, who holds Kroivais Chalutzasai is Asr Midairaisa, does not fit with the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that if a woman who is Achois Chalutzasai falls to Yibum, meaning this woman's sister was previously married to a different brother of the Yavam, and when he died, the Yavam did Chalitza to her, and now the sister of that woman, she married a second brother of the Yavam, and when he died, this Achois Chalutzasai falls Bifnei Yibum, there the din is Chaletzes V'loy Misyabemes. So Rashi says that according to Rabbi Kiva, she wouldn't even need Chalitza, she would be Ptura Ligamri. Since Rabbi Kiva holds that she's Asr Midaraisa, she would not even need Chalitza. Now, at first glance, this might seem to be a raya that Rashi holds that Achois Chalutzasai, according to Rabbi Kiva, is Asr B'Isr Kares. Because we know the din is that Chayvei Lavin Ve'Esei, if she's only Asr to the Yavam with a Lav or an Esei, that does not pater both from Yibam and from Chalitza. She still needs Chalitza. Here Rashi says that Achois Chalutzasai, according to Rabbi Kiva, does not even need Chalitza. The Choritz Araya, that it's not only an Isser Lav, it's an Isser Kares, or else it wouldn't be potter from Chalitza. However, the truth is, this is clearly not a Raya, because there are many Rayas, the Gemara in Daf Tes, and other places. The Gemara says clearly that if you hold like the Sheet of Rebbe Kiva, that Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin, Rebbe Kiva holds that a child from Mechayvei Lavin is a Vlad Mamzer, and the din is also that Kedushin is not Toifsin Mechayvei Lavin according to Rebbe Kiva. Then the Gemara assumes, as a Dover Poshet, that Chayvei Lavin will be potter both from Yibam and from Chalitza. That which we say that Chayvei Lavin need Chalitza, that's only if you hold that Kedushin is Taifsin and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. If you hold like Rabbi Kiva that Vlad Mamzer, even Chayvei Lavin are potter both from Yibam and from Chalitza. Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Alef discusses why is this so poshut. One could take a look over there, the Banam Tosfos Tes Amud Alef. But Akoponim, that's the fact that Chayvei Lavin, according to Rabbi Kiva, are potter both from Yibam and from Chalitza. And therefore Rashi over here, when he says that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph does not fit with Rabbi Kiva, even if we'll assume that Rashi holds that it's only a lav, Kroivis Chalutzasai, still the din would be true that a Chois Chalutzasai would be potter both from Yibam and from Chalitza, according to Rebbe Kiva, since Chayv Lavin, according to Rebbe Kiva, are potter even from Chalitza. Now we'll move on. At the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings Rebbe Yosef, Amar Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, HaKomoidim B'machzer Grushasai, Shavlat Pogum Lekuhuna. The Gemara continues, even if you hold like Shimon Habtimni, that Ein Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin, still, even though the child is not a mamzer, still the Vlad is a pogum. Rashi says, if a daughter is born, she'll be puzzled to a kain. The Gemara makes a kavachomer from a monol a kain godol to tell us that here as well, the Vlad will be a pogum. Now, the mashmais of the Gemara is, the Gemara stresses that even if you hold a child is not a mamzer, still we're mechadish that the Vlad is a pogum. It's mashma that if the child would be a mamzer, and this entire discussion would not be negea, we don't have to know whether he's a pogum or not, he's a lot worse, he's a mamzer. And so too in the Hemshecha, the Gemara later on says, Ela'i Itmar, Hochi Itmar, the Gemara says a different pshat in what Rabbi Yosef meant. What Rabbi Yosef meant by Chayvei Krisos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua holds Ein Mamzer Mechayvei Krisos, even though the child is not a Mamzer, the child is a Pogum. Here again, the Gemara's Mashma, that the whole discussion is only Negea if the child is not a Mamzer. If the child is a Mamzer, then he's worse than a Pogum, and the discussion is not Negea. However, this is not so Poshut. In the Tshuvas Oinig Yontif, Simin Kuf Chof, he has an interesting discussion. He's talking about a Kohen who was boil an Eishes Ish. And the Eishes Ish gives birth to a Mamzer. He wants to know, does this Mamzer have dinim of a Kohen? Is this Mamzer mutter to be metamel lemesim or not? Is he allowed to get married to a Grusha? We know that he has to get married to a Mamzeres, but is he allowed to get married to a Mamzeres who's a Grusha? Does this Mamzer have dinim of a Kohen? And the Oinig Yontif quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba in Simin Elif Reish Aleph, who has a similar shaila about a kohen who is bo'al la'erva v'hoiled mimena mamzer. The shaila of the Rashba was, can this mamzer eat truma? Does the mamzer have a status of a kohen legabe achilas truma? And the Rashba says that firstly, this shaila is only negeya when the child was conceived from the first bia. Otherwise, the Rashba says, after the kohen was bo on the erva the first time, she gets a status of a zayna. A zayna is one of the Yisurei Kohuna, she's asur to a kain. And then the second bia, when the kain is boiled the zayna, he's being over an Isur Kohuna, and the din is that any bias Isur, which is an Isur Kohuna, for example, almanu l'kain godol, grusha to a kain hedyet, that's an Isur Kohuna, the din is that this bias Isur creates a din chalola on the woman, and the child also gets a din of a cholol. And therefore here as well, after she already has a din of a zayna, when the kohen is boil her the second time, she gets the status of a chalala, and the child will get a din of a cholol. And if the child is a cholol, memela he's a pasul kohen, and he cannot eat chuma. However, the Rashba says the shaila is still negeya when she was nisaber from the first bia. At the time of the first bia, she was not yet a zayna, so even though he was usher to her, she was an iser erva. But for a bias iser of an iser erva, that does not create a din of chalala on her and a din chalal on the child. It's only a bias iser which is unique to kahuna. And at the time of the first bia, there was no iser kahuna. Therefore, she does not get a status of a chalala with this bia, and the child does not get the status of a chalal. And the question remains that if this child, who's a mamzer, can a mamzer still possibly have the dinim of kahuna? Is he mutter b'tshuma, and is it also for him to become tamei lemesim? And the Rashba continues, and he says, the answer to this shaila is based on our Gemara over here, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, just like the Gemara says, that HaKol Moedin Bebo Al Chayvi Krisus HaVlad Pogum, the Gemara says that even if you hold a child is not a mamzer, still the child does get a din of a pogum. Here as well, the Rashba says, this kohen who is Bo Al Erva, the child will get a din of a pogum, and he'll be Aser b'tshuma. The din pogum also disqualifies him from eating tshuma. And the Rashba adds that you see in our Gemara, even in a case where a child is not a mamzer, the din is that he becomes a pogum. Like the Gemara says that even according to Beshua, the chayvei krisus do not create mamzerim, still the din is that the child will be a pogum. So too the Rashba says that when the child is a mamzer, like in this case when the kohen is baal erva, surely also the child will get the status of a pogum and will become usher from eating truma. The mashmois of the Rashba is that just because the child has a din of a mamzer, that does not automatically disqualify him from eating truma. It's not a stira. A child could be a mamzer and also be a kohen at the same time. The only reason the Rashba says the child cannot eat chuma is based on the svar of Er Sugya, the Gemara's Mechadish HaKal V'Chaymer from Amona, to tell us that here also the child will get a din of pogum. And according to the Rashba, the Ha'ara remains, the Gemara was mashma that the whole nidin is only if you hold the child is not a mamzer. Mashmois of the Gemara was that if the child was a mamzer, the nidin is not negeya. According to the Rashba, even a child who is a mamzer, that does not automatically say that he's not a kohen. He could still be a kohen and a mamzer at the same time. And it's only because the chiddush of Er Gemara that the child gets a din of a pogum, since he came from a bias iser. One could take a look at the Bach in Evan Ezer, Simon Zayin, Sifkot and Vov, as well as the Drish over there. They seem to say, as a Dover Poshut, not like this Rashba, that every mamzer is also automatically a pasul kohen. There's no such thing as being a mamzer and also being a kohen at the same time. Now one last point we'll discuss. The Gemara tried to learn a Kal V'Chomer from Amonu L'Kohen Gadol to tell us that by Machzer Gushasei also the child will be a pogum. And the Gemara asked the Kasha on that, Mala Amonu L'Kohen Gadol, Shekein Hi Atzma Mischaleles, the Machzer Gushasei does not become pasul herself with this bia. Therefore the Gemara says you cannot prove that the child becomes a pogum. Because of this kasha, the Gemara eventually changes and says a different pshat, that Rabbi Yosef was talking about Chayvei Krisus. There Rabbi Yosef learned from Amonu L'Kohen Gadol that Chayvei Krisus, the Vlad is a pogum. And Chayvei Krisus, you cannot ask this kasha, Mala Almona Shekein Hi Atzma Mischaleles, because the din is that Chayvei Krisus also, when they're Nivela B'Isser, they get the status of a Zayna, they also become pasul to a Kohen. Now there's a very fundamental Machlokes Rishonim about the din Zayna. When does an Isha get a status of a Zayna to become pasul to a Kohen? The pasuk that says, Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikochu, this is an Isser, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zayna or a Chalala, or a Grusha, the pasuk says, what exactly is considered a Zayna? So the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph says, the Shita of the Chachamim, which is how we hold, Ein ha-Zayna ela giyores u'mishuchreres, v'shenivala be'ilas znus. A giyores or a shifcha who's mishuchreres, they're called a Zayna, and anyone who is Nivela, a Bi'ilas Znos, is called a Zayna. The Rashi over there on the Mishnah explains that any Yisraelis who's Niveles Liposola, that's included in the Mishnah, that's called a Bi'ilas Znos, and the din is that she becomes a Zayna. Tosis, however, over there argues in the Ramaschal Shanivela, and Tosis says that regular Chayvei Lavin do not create a din of a Zayna, only Chayvei Krisos give a din of a Zayna. This is a major Machloikis Rishonim. Rashi and Ramban in their Pirushim al Torah, they argue about the same machlokes. Rashi in Parashas Emor on that pasuk, Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikochu. Rashi says, what creates a Zayna? Either Chayvei Krisus, or Nesin, or Mamzer. Rashi includes also Chayvei Lavin. He says those also create a din of a Zayna. The Ramban, however, in Parashas Kedoshim, he's talking about the pasuk, Al Techal es Bitcha lahaznoisa. He's describing what exactly is the word znus in the Torah referring to. And in the middle of there, he quotes this Rashi in Parshas Emor, who says that even from Chayvei Lavin, a woman can get a din of a zayna and become usher to a kohen. The Ramban argues and he says a zayna is only from a Chayvei Krisus, which Kedushin is not Toifis, but from a Chayvei Lav, that does not create a zayna. If a kohen lives with her afterwards, he's not over this love of Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikochu. This is also Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Hilchos Isuri Biyo, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam paskens that even Chayvei Lavin create a din of a zayna, and the Ravid argues, he says a zayna is only from Chayvei Krisus, where Kedushin is not Toifis. Both in the Ramban al Torah and in the Ravid, they both mention that even from Chayvei Lavin, where according to these Rishonim, that does not give her a din of a zayna, that's only legabe this pasuk of Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikochu, a lav in the Torah that a kohen cannot live with a zayna. A kohen gets malchus if he's over this lav. For this, the only way she gets a din of a zayna is if she's over an Isser Krisus, not if she's over an Isser lav. However, the Rishonim say clearly that there's a different Gemara, later on in Vamas Daf Samaches, that we learn from the pasuk Ubas kohen kisiyah le'ish zar, that kivan shenivla l'pasala pasla. Any woman who had a bias iser, even a bias iser of a lav, the din is that she becomes posel, she no longer can eat truma. And the Gemara later on in Daf Samaches Amud Beis says that also she becomes posel from marrying a kohen. Any bias iser passes her from truma and from a kohen. These we should understand that this is a different din. This is not the same as the lav of zayna. For the lav of zayna, a kohen gets malchus. For that, a zayna is only from chayvei krisus. But there's also another pasuk, which is not a lav, you won't get malchus for, but the other pasuk that says that any isha who had a bias iser becomes pasul from marrying a kohen and pasul from truma. Now in the Hagoyis Agro, in Evin Ezer, Simin Zvov, Sifkoton Chav Gimel, he says that according to the other Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, who hold that any isha who's over even an iser lav is included in zayna, and a kohen will get malchus, they explain, the Gain says, that the drasha of Kiksiya le'ish zar, which the Gemara says, Kivan Shenivla L'Apostle Pasla, is actually a giloi to tell us that any woman who had a Bia Psula, even if it's only a Isser Lav, is included in the din of Zayna. According to these Rishonim, they're not two separate sugyas, they're really all the same sugya. The question is, what's called a Zayna? And a kohen will get Malchus for it. Now, to get back to our sugya, the Gemara originally discussed Machzer Grushasai, that the din over there should be that the Vlad is a pogum. On that, the Gemara says that you cannot learn from Amona L'Kohen Gadol, because Amona, he atzma mischaleles, as opposed to machzer grushasa, she does not become posel. And therefore, eventually, the Gemara changed, and the Gemara says, the Kal v'chomer is for chayvei krisus. That's where we can learn out the Kal v'chomer from a kohen gadol, to say that the vlad is a pogum, because by chayvei krisus, she does become posel, she becomes a zayna. We'll have to learn the Gemara differently, depending on which sheet of the Rishonim we go in, the Gabi the din of zayna. If you hold like the sheet of most Rishonim, the sheet of Taisvis, and the Ravid, and the Ramban, that a zayna is only from someone who's over chayvei krisus. So the Gemara originally said that machzer grushasai does not become posel. The Gemara meant to say that she does not get a din of a zayna. And therefore the Gemara had to be chayzer and say that we're talking about chayvei krisus where she does get a din of a zayna. Hashmais of the Gemara is, the only way we'll be able to make this kal v'chomer is if she becomes posel with a din zayna. What about other chayvei lavin, which according to these Rishonim, they don't get a din zayna, but they do become posel for marrying a kohen? That type of psul, which does not make her into a zayna, would not be enough for us to learn this din that b'na pogum, just like by Amana l'kayin gadol. The Gemara's mashmer, only if it's a zayna, then we can learn a kal v'chomer from Amana l'kayin gadol, that here also b'na should be pogum. And that's why after the Gemara said that the pshat cannot be talking about machzer grushasai, the only thing the Gemara could say is by chayvei krisus, there the Gemara says a zayna, there we could learn the kal v'chomer. And one can take a look in the Mishnah Sir Aaron from Rabbi Aaron Kotler on Yevamos Simin Yud Gimel Sifkot and Aleph. He gives an explanation for this. While the psul which is discussed on Daf Samaches, which includes even Chayvei Lavin, that they become posel to a kohen, that would not be enough for the Kal v'chomer. Only if she becomes a zayna, like by Chayvei Krisus, there the Gemara could make the Kal v'chomer. That's if you hold according to these Shitos of Yishonim that a zayna is only from Chayvei Krisus. However, if you hold like Rashi and the Rambam, that all Chayvei Lavin create the din of a zayna, then you have to explain the Gemara differently. Originally, the Gemara wanted to say the Kal v'chomer by Machzer Grushasai, and that the Gemara asks that you cannot learn from Amana, because Amana he adds from Mischaleles, Mashenki Machzer Grushasai does not become posel. Now, according to Rashi and the Rambam, this needs a pshat. Why is it that Machzer Grushasai does not become posel? She should get a din of a zayna, like all Chayvei Lavin. Now Rashi at the bottom of the Omud, in Dira Maschel Asah Zayna, he quoted the Gemara in Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara over there is actually talking about the din of Kivan Shenivla L'Pasol Pasla, which we explained that according to some Rishayim, that's a different din, that's not the din of Zayna. According to Rashi and the Rambam, this Pasuk is a Giloy to the Pasuk of Zayna. It's really one and the same, the two dinim. And there the Gemara says that Machzir Gushasa is an exception to the rule, because the Gemara says it's not Zar Etzla Meikara. Only a type of Isser, where they were Osir all along, there the Torah says, Kivan Shenivla L'Pasol Pasla. As opposed to Machzir Gushasai, where originally they were mutter, originally they were married, there the Torah does not say that such a bia passels her. So for this reason, the Gemara was chayzer, and the Gemara says that by Machzir Gushasai, where she does not become pasel, there we cannot learn the kavachaymer from Amona to say that the vlad should be pogum. However, according to this sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, when the Gemara eventually says that the kavachaymer you could say by chayvei krisus, because by chayvei krisus she does become a zayna, according to these sheetas Rishonim, the din should also be true by other chayvei lavin, as long as there's zor etzel meikara, there also she gets a din of a zayna, and there also we should be able to say the kavachaymer to say that the vlad is pogum. This the Goin in Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer Simin Vov Sifkot and Chav Gimel points out that this Machoikis Rishonim, whether all Chayvei Lavin become a Zayna or not, has enough Kamina Lagabi the Vlad, that if you hold like Toysis and the other Rishonim, that by Chayvei Lavin that does not create a Zayna, then the Vlad will be a pogrom only by Chayvei Krisus and not by Chayvei Lavin. However, if you hold like Rashi and the Rambam, that even Chayvei Lavin create a Zayna, so not only Chayvei Krisus, any Lavin as well, as long as it's Zor Etzel Meikara, there also the din should be that the Vlad is a pogrom. And the truth is, the Gemara is a bit difficult to coin to this. After the Gemara retracted the pshat of Machzir Grushosai, why did the Gemara have to move on to Chayvei Krisus? We could have used other Chayvei Lavin as an example. As long as they're Chayvei Lavin, which make the Isha into a Zayna, they also should have this din that the Vlad should be a pogrom.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.